So what is a backcasting? A backcasting is a planning exercise. It's the opposite of a forecast. In our imagination, we place ourselves in the future that we desire, and then we describe how we got there. In tonight's backcasting, it's 2030, and freedom reigns. Our legislators have gathered here around the campfire in Idaho to celebrate the victory of freedom in the state of Idaho. The people of Idaho have been successful in securing their constitutional rights and liberty, and there are many fascinating stories of how it all happened. The legislatures who gather with us today from the Idaho House and Senate played a critical role and are here to tell some of the tales. Tonight, in the year 2030, each legislator will share highlights of the key events they participated in, and then together we discuss some of the important questions those listening have had.
One thing I liked that you mentioned, Josh, early on is the leadership role Idaho has taken and how it's been really adopted by a lot of the other states. I wanted to open it up to the group and see what are some of the strategies that each of us have used to be able to take these messages and these strategies and take them to other states and so that they could adopt them and have some of the same freedoms that we enjoy.
Well, I think there's networking opportunities, especially in the interim, to attend national conventions where we've got like-minded legislators. And I know I've benefited a lot from what I've learned from legislators in other states, and they're benefiting from us. So it's just a constant communication and networking between like-minded people around the country that helps. But I also want to say I think it's helped because quite a few of us have been speaking in the public schools. And I think the average high school graduate was not seeing a bright future, but because in Bidenomics, we were flooding the economy with fiat money and it was driving up housing prices. But when we started to convert to precious metals, housing prices became stable, at least in precious metals, as the measuring stick. And I think the younger people, when they started to understand what money really was, I think they became more optimistic.
Heather, what did you find was the most successful strategy for mobilizing the citizens of Idaho to the actions that you talked about?
I think one of the most successful things was this pamphlet, that 101 things that we put out up north. It was just some random ideas for people, ways people could get involved. And like, we just kind of had competitions a lot. The county fairs, we would have vegetable competitions and growing competitions. But, you know, once we did that gun classes in the schools, we had all kinds of shooting competitions, and it just became the culture. It's amazing when the structure gets started, it just becomes natural competition amongst neighbors. And I think the big thing is, like, when the crises pop up, because we had our communications down, because people were already talking about, you know, at the county fairs and the gardening and that, they were more of a community by the time those, and our barter fairs helped a lot too, but by the time those tragedies came, we had a tight-knit community. It was pretty amazing.
I think it's clear that it's not any one of us that was able to accomplish this. I think a lot of the credit goes back to just the citizens being involved. So I was just going to see what have you all done to engage with your local citizens and how have they supported the legislation and the changes that we've been able to see in the last few years?
Well, I think it's important that you get your message out on what you stand for and what your platform is. And they're the ones that elect those legislators to the positions that they're in to be able to accomplish these goals. It's grassroots. It's not anything I've done specifically. It's the fact that my constituents had the faith to put me in to this position to be able to get this legislation passed. And that's how we have so much success and so much strength is through these grassroots, through these churches, through these people that encourage us and get behind us and show us what they want passed and show us that we're on the right track to fulfilling the where they see the freedoms in Idaho going. And they're the ones that really direct us. It's not us doing it. It's they're directing us on what they want to see done.